This is at L6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with the official broadcast for December 2011. Tonight, presidential comment, headquarters news, plus on the international scene.
Amateur radio celebrates the 50th anniversary of Oscar One.
That and more on tonight's NZART official broadcast. Good evening, everyone. Presenting the broadcast, I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF. In Nelson. Presidential comment from New Plymouth. Yes, that's first up tonight. Here's our president, Roy Simon, ZL2KH. Roy?
Thank you, Jim, and good evening, listeners. Here we are at the end of another year. Next Sunday is Christmas Day, and I extend to you all best wishes for the festive season. I hope you have a relaxing and reflective time with family and friends. If you are going away from home, may you have safe travelling. 2012 is shaping up to be a good year for our hobby, with sunspot numbers climbing. Make the most of it and enjoy your involvement. Finally, a great big thanks to everyone who has, during 2011, worked for the betterment of our hobby. Our business manager Debbie, treasurer Evan, councillors, officers, and members, whether at national or local level. Well, that's my presidential bit for this month and this year. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Roy. The president of NZART, Roy Simon, ZL2KH. Now, the VHF-UHF first contest for 2012 is the DX Weekend Contest, 50 MHz and above. It will be held on Saturday the 4th and Sunday the 5th of February. All contest logs should be sent to arrive within 2 weeks to zl2wa@clear.net.nz, with contest log included in the subject line. Or you can post your log to Contest Manager, Wellington VHF Group, P.O. Box 12259, P.O. Box 12259, Thorndon in Wellington. A reminder too, the Jock White National Field Day Contest is to be held on the weekend of the 25th and 26th of February in 2012. You can find the rules and the log procedures on the NZART webpage. To Upper Hutt now, and it's a very good evening to NZART Business Manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Good evening, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Once again, we come to the end of another year, and the final official broadcast for 2011. I never believed my parents when they said that time passes in an instant as you get older. How true they were, so I wish I'd stayed a child longer. I would like to thank all those who have contacted me throughout the year for one thing or another. It has seen some memorable moments, such as the Cordia Agreement being finally signed off. A big thanks to all those who had a part in this. The passing of Jamie, ZL2NN, our HQ InfoLine editor, among many other things, was a moment in amateur radio history that will live long in our memories. Jamie has left incredibly big shoes to fill. I hope that I have been able to continue this valued publication, keeping you all informed and up to date with all things amateur radio. With this in mind, I erred in the final issue for the year concerning the next publication date, so a special edition was published last Friday. If you missed it, please go to the NZART webpage and download it. There is a message from our administration liaison officer, Don Wallace, and also a special YouTube clip to view titled A Ham's Night Before Christmas. This is very well done and quite humorous. Headquarters will be closed from Saturday the 24th of December until Tuesday the 10th of January. And finally, signing off for 2011, have a very happy, holy and safe Christmas. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, NZART's Business Manager. National Conference is to be held right here in sunny Nelson over Queen's Birthday weekend next year. It's been all go for the organising team. Here's the Nelson Conference Secretary, Topsy Scott, ZL2LS, with an update.
Hi everyone. This month I'd like to remind you again to get on to booking your accommodation if you want to stay on site at the venue. And also to keep a lookout for those cheap flights to Nelson. There has been some, and people have taken advantage of these. Conference registration for 2012 has been set. The price is $195 per person. Registration forms will be available in the March-April break-in, or you can go to the Branch 26 website, which is, all one word, branch26nzart.blogspot.com, and click on the conference icon that will be at the top of the page. This will be available from about mid-January. The website again, all one word, branch26nzart.blogspot.com. And we're looking forward to receiving all your registrations. So cheers everybody and Merry Christmas from Branch 26 Conference Committee.
Thank you, Topsy. Topsy Scott, ZL2LS, reporting for the Nelson Hamtastic Conference Committee. Information tonight on the Golden Shears World Shearing Competition Award 2012. This award is offered by Wairarapa Branch 46 NZART to celebrate the Golden Shears Society's World Shearing Championship Competition. It's an event of international significance. Now, this competition draws competitors from New Zealand and worldwide. The award will run from Monday 20th February until midnight on Saturday the 3rd of March. Full details and the rules for this award are on the NZART website, www.nzart.org.nz. Now to amateur radio news on the international scene, and for an update, we join the amateur radio news lines, Don Wilbanks, AE5DW.
The world of amateur radio is celebrating the 50th anniversary of the orbiting of the first ever ham radio satellite, known simply as OSCAR, an acronym for the words Orbiting Satellite Carrying Amateur Radio. Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, is in the newsroom with more.
For those not around back in the 1960s, OSCAR, now called by many as OSCAR 1, was carried into space at 2041 GMT on December 12th of 1961. It was launched aloft by a Discoverer 36 launch vehicle from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. After launch, the satellite went into a north-south orbit, transmitting Morse on a frequency between 144.990 and 145.008. It is said to have had a tremendous signal on any direct overhead pass. Among the first to hear OSCAR 1 were the hams at KC-4USB, which was the Marie Byrd base at the South Pole. They picked up the signal loud and clear only a few minutes after launch, and this is what they heard. Yes, just above the noise, a radio amateur or SWL with fairly decent receivers and a good 2-meter converter could make out the letters H and I that form the word high. And soon the signal was heard by hams in Kodiak, Alaska, and by KH6UK in Hawaii. All of these on the OSCAR's first pass. The ARL headquarters station, WNAW, also heard this first pass on the United States East Coast. Now, in celebration of the 50th anniversary of the orbiting of the OSCAR 1 ham satellite, AMSAT North America is reissuing the original Project OSCAR newsletters. According to AMSAT, the original newsletters were all hand-typed way back in 1961. Don Ferguson, KD6IRE, has scanned these documents that announced OSCAR 1's launch. They are being reissued via the AMSAT News Service bulletins online. For the Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, in the newsroom in Los Angeles, remembering the day that OSCAR 1 was launched.
Thanks to the efforts of AMSAT and especially KD6IRE, 21st century hams worldwide can read the story of the bird that opened the door to space communications to amateur radio operators around the globe. The IARU Monitoring System newsletter reports that the Russian military has been transmitting on 7000.8 kHz using OFDM-112 coding. The transmitter generating the unwanted noise appears to be located near the city of Severomorsk. But Russia is not alone on the 40-meter band. The IARU also notes that Chinese over-the-horizon radar is turned up several times on 7 MHz in the evening hours. It sometimes occupies as much as 280 kHz of spectrum and has been heard up near 7040 kHz using the well-known sweep rate of 43.5 sweeps per second. Needless to say, hams who DX near the low end of 40 meters would love to see these operations gone from the airwaves. From the United States of America, we are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the Reading Amateur Radio Club's W3BN repeater, serving the area in and around Reading, Pennsylvania. A new online map by Patrick Rundle, N0HR, shows the countries of the world resized relative to the number of amateur radio licenses. All you need to do is go to tinyurl.com/7WRXVPM and hit the circular arrow to see a graphic illustration that, for example, shows Japan as the place that has the world's largest amateur radio population at 1,296,059. Second place goes to the United States with Thailand at number 3. The smallest ham radio population density shown is the island nation of Jamaica with only 84 hams at this time. N0HR's ham radio population map is based on statistical data that can be found online at iaru.org. And DX word that 3D2AG will be on a Christmas holiday with his family and is planning a small stroke P operation from Rotuma between December 9th and January 9th, 2012. It's reported that this will be a small ecological barefoot activity on all bands from 80 through 6 meters running 100 watts using solar and battery power. QSL via his home call sign direct only using the address listed on QRZ.com. For now, with Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF at the editor's desk, I'm Don Wilbanks, AE5DW, wishing you a joyous holiday season, 73, and we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2011. All rights are reserved.
Thank you, Don, and as always, we say thanks to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Now, the Cordia National System Award 2012, featuring historic places, is being run from the 1st of January through 6th of February 2012 by the Hamilton Amateur Radio Club, Branch 12 NZART, in association with the New Zealand Historic Places Trust. It's a fun award, available to all amateurs, to demonstrate the coverage and use of the national system and to promote our history and Category 2 historic places. Full details and the rules for the award can be found on the Hamilton Amateur Radio Club website at zl1ux.tripod.com. To Ara News and its greetings and welcome for the final time this year to Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. It seems no time since I was preparing last year's Waro December broadcast segment, and here I am doing it again. Just a very quick reminder for those members who are intending to come to the Waro 50th anniversary luncheon in Rotorua. Please return your intention to attend form no later than the 31st of January. The form was included with the latest bulletin magazine. Thank you everyone who has sent me items for this broadcast during the year. I really appreciate your contributions. Thank you to Jim, ZL2BHF, for all his work involved in putting the official broadcast together throughout the year. On behalf of Waro President Margaret ZL1MB, the executive and members, I want to wish everyone a very happy Christmas and New Year and a joyous holiday season with family and friends. I hope that Santa's kind to you all and that the amateur bands offer many good DX openings. If you're travelling during the holidays, have a pleasant journey and a safe return to your home. That's all for this month, Jim, but I'll see you in the new year. Good night, everyone.
Reporting for Waro, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. New Zealand Amateur Radio Day 2012 is to be held on Saturday, March the 10th, from 1000 to 1400 hours. Branches are encouraged to set up a station in a prominent area in their local community and to make contact with other New Zealand Amateur Radio Day stations and home stations. Media inclusion is encouraged. Be sure to have pamphlets at hand. Contact NZART headquarters for pamphlets. The purpose of NZARD is twofold: to expose our hobby to the community and to prospect for potential amateur operators. Please take photos of your activity and write a short activity report and submit it to Breakin for publication. If you've any questions or require further details, drop an email to Warren ZL2AJ, and you can email him at warren@zl2aj.com, warren@zl2aj.com. To Branch News and reporting from Christchurch, here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Welcome to the last session of Around the Branches for 2011. And we start from the North Shore Branch NZART, Branch 29, which has its next meeting on Monday, January the 30th. This meeting will feature a talk by Gary Bold. The Franklin Amateur Radio Club, NZART Branch 10, has its next meeting on Tuesday the 20th of December, starting at 8 p.m. at the club rooms in Stadium Drive in Pukekohe. After the usual business, Paul ZL4AX will give a presentation on packet radio, with particular reference to his node Pukki on 432.675 MHz. And the evening will conclude with strawberries ice cream and other festive supper offerings. Upper Hutt Branch 63 will have its final event of the year in the form of a barbecue at the club rooms on Friday the 23rd of December from 7 p.m. You just need to bring along the usual sausages, steak and salad. The next Wellington Amateur Radio Club meeting is on Tuesday the 17th of January, starting 7:30 p.m. at the Wellington Emergency Management Office in Turnbull Street in Thorndon. Also a look ahead to the club annual general meeting, which is on Monday the 20th of February, starting 7:30 p.m. also in Thorndon. The first meeting in the new year of the Nelson Radio Club, Branch 26, will be on Sunday the 15th of January at Rabbit Island. This will be a barbecue and a fox hunt. Make sure you bring a salad or a dessert to share. Meat will be provided. Marlborough Amateur Radio Club Branch 22 has a barbecue to welcome the new year on January the 15th at the Taylor Dam. And finally to Christchurch Branch 05, which is having its next Radio Tech Day on Sunday the 29th of January 2012. The aim is to come along for a day of building radio electronics, learn how radio works, and operate radio transmitters. The day is open to all students aged from 7 up who are interested in radio technology or amateur radio, but no experience is necessary. A parent, friend, or helper is welcome too. The event is held at the Radio Club Rooms at 27 Galbraith Avenue in Avonside in Christchurch. The day runs from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tea and coffee provided, bring your own lunch. For more information, look at www.radiotech.org.nz. That's Radiotech, RadioTech. Well, that's all from me for 2011. Merry Christmas, everyone, and I look forward to bringing you more news from around your area in February next year. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next issue of NZART Headquarters Info Line will be emailed on Friday, the 3rd of February 2012. You can subscribe for your copy of this bulletin of news from NZART Headquarters on the NZART webpage at www.nzart.org.nz. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 26th of February 2012. There's no official broadcast in January. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for December 2011. Season's greetings, everyone, and a very good night. Good night now.